It's 91.7 KXT, and welcome to you this afternoon. Frank Turner in the studio with us. Welcome, Frank.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Man, it's really great to have you here playing tonight at the Granada Theater. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate you stopping by, making time for us to play some music before your show tonight.
Well, it's very nice to be back in Texas again, in Dallas especially.
Well, let's get started. What will you play for us first?
I'm joined by Mr. Matt Nazir on the mandolin.
Hello.
And we're going to start with a song about trying to escape from a rubbish party. This song's called Recovery.
Blocking in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down, to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days with strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Hey! Long moon up to recovery from him. Long way back to the light. Long moon up to recovery from him. Long way to making it right. So I've been waking in the morning just like every other day, and just like every boring blues song I get swallowed by the pain. So I fumble for your figure in the darkness just to make it go away. But you're not lying there any longer and I know that that's my fault. So I've been pounding on the floor and I've been crawling up the walls, and I've been dipping in my darkness for serotonin boosters, cider and some kind of smelling salts. Long moon up to recover. Long way back to the light. Long moon up to recovery from here. Long way to making it right. And on the first night we met, you said, well, darling, let's make a deal. If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them that we met in jail. Story that I'm sticking to like a stony face to compass, but tonight I need to hear the truth. And I remember getting through this day, you once sent me a letter that said, if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch a time, my dear, and only think of me. But darling, now I'm sinking and I'm as lost as lost can be. I was hoping you could turn me up and down here towards my recovery. Subtle little glimmer, some suggestion that you'd have me, if I could only make me better, then I would stand a little stronger, as I walk a little taller all the time. Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you, because broken people can get better if they really want to. At least that's what I have to tell myself if I am hoping to survive. Love road up to recover. Back to the light. A long road up to recovery from here. A long way to making it right. Darling, sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover, one day this will all be over.
Fantastic. It's Frank Turner here in the studio here at 91.7 KXT Recovery, a new album called Tape Deck Heart, your fifth album, which you, a lot of reasons why you wrote it. I mean, you had a major breakup and...
Well, the interesting thing for me is that I try quite hard not to like lead songwriting but follow it, if you see what I mean. Like, I don't want to sit down and decide what to write about and then write about it. I'd like to just kind of, you know, let the inspiration come. And then afterwards you can kind of sit down and kind of tease out what the themes are and what the things that have been bothering me lately are. And there was definitely a question, there was a moment when I finished the album of kind of listening back to it and going, whew, I needed to talk about this, huh? You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely, it was something on my mind.
And you recorded it in Burbank, the
producer? Burbank, California, yes. I was a little edgy about that initially, not because I have anything against California or indeed America generally. I love America, but it's just kind of a cliche. You know, a British band gets to a certain level of success and then they go to Hollywood and they start singing about freeways and trash cans and elevators and all the other words that we don't say. And I'm not like a flag waving nationalist or anything, but if my music sounds like it comes from anywhere, it should sound English, you know. It's just honest. So I was a little concerned about being Californiaized, but in the end, I mean, we worked what, like 14 hour days every day for like 30 days, so I mean, we barely even saw the sunshine.
Yeah, well, your producer, Rich Costi, he was Muse's producer. He kind of grilled you. I mean, 42 takes on one.
Yeah, side? that's kind of sort of entered the stuff of legend now, that one. It is true. He did. When it came to kind of like editing the vocals to that song, it was like, oh my god, this is gonna take a lifetime. He made me sing it many, many times in a row one evening. Everybody else kind of got sent home and he sat me down and he gave me a glass of whiskey and made me sing it 42 times in a row, which made me want to kill him.
I'm just wondering, what could he get out of you in 42 takes?
Well, I kind of realized towards the end that he was trying to make me sound tired. And you know, it was like, you could just ask, you know, rather than this method acting.
Why don't we do this in the morning?
Yeah, yeah, totally. But no, I mean, you know, the take we came out with in the end was one that was a great one, and we used the last couple of takes, so there was method to his madness.
Frank Turner's in the studio with us here today. It's 91.7 KXT, the new album, well, your latest album called Tape Deck Heart. You play tonight at the Granada Theater. Let's hear another song.
Yeah, okay. We'd love to play another song, wouldn't we, Matt?
We would indeed.
Okay, this is a song about making terrible phone calls when you're drunk. This song's called The Way I Tend to Be.
Found within the fires below, but I'm making do and muddling through when you know where else to go. And then I remember you and the way you shine like truth in all you do. And if you remember me, you could save me. Days, my dear, and don't know where I am. I've been running now so long, I'm scared. I've forgotten how to stand. I stand around in airport bars and I gather thoughts to think that if all I have was one long road, it would drive a man to drink. And then I remember you and the way you shine my truth. Times words kind of tie my mouth, and I meant it each time with each beautiful woman, but somehow it never works out. You stood apart in my callous heart, and you taught me, and here's what I'd learned: the love is about all the changes you make, and not just three small words. And then I catch myself catching your scent on someone else in a crowded space, and it takes me somewhere I cannot quite place. And then I remember you and the way you shine like truth in all you. Tend to
It's 91.7 KXT. Frank Turner, great. Thank you so much for playing that. That was excellent.
It was fun. Thank you very much.
Playing tonight at the Granada Theater, Tape Deck Heart is the new album. You went to school on a music scholarship?
Actually, it was an academic scholarship. I've never really been taught much about music. I've told this story before, but it's a good one. When I was a kid, my mum got me piano lessons because she sort of figured that would be a good thing to do for a growing child. When I was about 8 and I had piano lessons for 2 years, at the end of which I got told by my piano teacher that I wasn't cut out for music and I should do something else with my life because I hadn't put any effort into it whatsoever because I didn't really enjoy it. And in a way, my entire music career since has been one long attempt to show her that she was wrong. She was teaching me classical piano stuff and it didn't really grab me. And then when I was about 10 years old, I stumbled across Iron Maiden and everything changed.
Couldn't play much Iron Maiden on the piano.
No, yeah. none, arguably.
Yeah.
So since then, I sort of picked up a guitar and got really obsessed with it. So.
And you were chosen to play the Summer Olympics too. How did that come about?
Yeah, we were kind of the opening act for the opening act sort of thing. We were kind of on just before the sort of opening ceremony proper started. Basically, Danny Boyle, who is organizing all of that, he's a great director and an auteur and a visionary and all these other big exciting words. And he also likes the music that I make, which is weird and disarming and nice. And we just got a call that said, "Would you like to be part of the opening ceremony?" And I went, yes, that'd be fine. We had lots of rehearsals. We weren't allowed to tell anybody we were playing. We had to sign these like secrecy documents saying that we wouldn't tell anyone. So my flatmate who I live with runs a bar in North London, and he called me up and he said, we're going to have an opening ceremony party at the bar. We're going to pull down the big screens. You should come by, just have a drink. And I said, I will be there, sort of. And he said, okay, whatever. And then I came off stage to discover several outraged text messages from him saying, what? but it was fun. Nice. It was good to do.
And one interesting thing you said, that your music, originally, you didn't really intend it. You didn't write it thinking of big venues in mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, I'm in quite a weird position in my life with regards to my career as such, in that like I grew up with like underground punk rock and hardcore music for the most part, and the kind of, I think everybody has a kind of bucket list, you know, when you're in a band. Everyone wants to be successful. I want to be successful, but for me, success meant playing the London Astoria, which has held 2,000 people. They've knocked it down now, unfortunately. And you know, my favorite bands are bands like kind of Jesus Lizard or Descendants and bands like that. And particularly in the UK, what we do now is so wildly beyond that kind of scale that it's just a bit odd. Do you know what I mean? We're doing the O2 in London next, which is like 16,000 people, 16,000. I think. Yeah. So I've kind of given up being, not given up being excited about it, but given up being weirded out by it, because it's all just a bit weird now. I write songs just, I like the idea of songs having a soul that survives with just, you know, one or maybe two acoustic instruments, and that's kind of cool, and it can be played in a bedroom or in a bar or on the roof of a warehouse at 9 a.m. when you haven't been to bed yet, or whatever it might be. But they work in bigger places too.
Well, we're so glad you're here. Thank you so much for stopping by, playing for us too. You play tonight at the Granada Theater. Go see Frank Turner. Your live performances are really something to see. I'm going to spring one on you. Would you play one more song for me? I'm going to request a song of you.
I would love to. I'll do it on one condition.
Okay.
Which is that I can shout out the support acts for this evening as well.
Absolutely.
We always pick the supports for our tours. I mean, first of all, I think you should always catch the supports to show anyway, because it's good manners and a good way of finding out new music. But also, yeah, we always pick the supports ourselves. And we've got Cuckoo Kangaroo from Minneapolis and the Smith Street Band from Melbourne, Australia. Good friends, great bands. It's an amazing show. Get down early.
Fantastic.
And now I'll do anything you want.
All right. Iron Maiden. I'm kidding.
Okay,
no.
Right. No. let's not do that. We've been working on an acoustic Iron Maiden cover, but it's definitely
right.
A work in progress.
Great.
At the moment. but yes, okay, sorry.
Going back a little bit, I'd love to hear Photosynthesis.
Matthew?
All right then.
Okay, this Matt's only been playing the mandolin for a short while, like a year or so, and this song's going to feature a mandolin solo from Mr. Matt.
Fantastic.
So brace yourselves, this okay. One goes deep. This song's called Photosynthesis. Sang, I won't pretend to
shut up. And most of all, I will not grow up. And it won't sit down, and it won't shut up. And most of all, I will not grow up. Well, maturity is a wrapped up like a steel, so it seems. Ditching teenage fantasy means ditching all of your dreams, all your friends. Sit down and it won't shut up. And most of all, I will not grow up. It won't sit down and it won't shut up. And most of all, I will not grow up. And if all you ever do with your life is just photosynthesize, let you waste wondering when you're gonna die. Take it away, Matthew.
Mr. Matt Nazir on the mandolin.
Sing the perfect way for the evening to begin. Now I'll play and you sing the perfect way for the evening.